Okay, folks, I kind of messed up there. I was supposed to start recording at the beginning there, and I didn't. So I'm going to rewind and say again that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net Number 354 for the 7th of October, 2024. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system, and you can go to sdf.org to find out more about it. All right. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, that's okay. Just give us the other three. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. Now, this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's topic is SDR dongles. You may be familiar with what I'm talking about, like the RTL-STR, but we will also entertain discussions about some of the fancier ones, like the HackRF or the SDR Play, some of those other ones. So the question is, have you played around with one of these SDR devices? Now, let me reset the timer here just in case. Now, I noticed that we have the HAM conference with us today. Hang on a second here. I see a new call sign popped over there. So there might be stations out there connected to the HAM conference who have never experienced our little net here before. So the way we do this, I have the Echolink app on my PC, and the dashboard shows me who is connected directly to the TechLink conference. So I'm going to run down the list here. I have KJ6DRH, N4RNW. Oh, I think you might have dropped out there. VK6BQQ. Yeah, he's still there. KD9NDJ, yeah. KD2ZUX. He was kind of in and out. BU2MDA, I don't see him on the dashboard, but I think he's in the HAM conference. PY2BIL and KQ4MII. So let me make sure I've got that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, okay. So those are the stations that are already on my check-in list. They do not have to say anything. I will be calling upon them in turn for their contributions to the net this week. If you are listening to me now, perhaps on the HAM conference, perhaps some other way, I don't know, osmosis, you can come forward now with your call sign and I will add you to my list. I can take multiple call signs. You don't have to, you know, if you hear somebody in there ahead of you, you don't have to wait for me to acknowledge them before you come along. You can ride their coattails. I can copy multiple call signs in a row. So, if there are any other stations out there who would like to be a check-in on our net this week, please call now.
To Hilo 2, Delta Yankee.
Okay, let me quickly acknowledge the BK2DY. Robert, are there any other stations? Okay, actually, I think everybody whose call sign I have heard have been here before, so not a lot of explaining necessary. So let me find my list here. First on my list is the Kilo Juliet 6, Delta Romeo Hotel.
KJ6DRH, Troy out of Bakersfield. SDF username, Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as SDRs, I have a little dongle I've used a few times, but I haven't gotten too deep into it yet. I just occasionally pop it in, find some local. I've obviously pulled up local FM stations, the usual stuff you do with it, and then I also listened in on some of the ambulance stuff here in town until some of it got too depressing that night and I stopped listening, but that's as far as I've gone. Back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Troy. Let's see, next on my list here is M4RNW. Harold must have dropped out there. All right, next on my list here is VK6BQQ. Okay, I'm thinking Reg might have stepped away from his computer. Next is KD9 and DJ.
Evening, Wayne and everybody. This is Ken. I'm in Mail Tool, Illinois. My username is KDB. And there was a written good show by Snowbra just earlier. The guys are playing some good music, I guess. So. Anyway. I do use the SDR dongle. I use the RTL dongle. I've got a couple of them, actually. What I use them for is to check out what's happening on the HF bands without having to, fire up a transceiver. They're pretty good, but they do require an antenna, so... for the version that doesn't, go to the web SDR and there's a software defined. Use somebody else's antenna radio. This is KD9 and hey, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let me acknowledge that I see a new station, Victor Echo 9, Tango Romeo Juliet. Terry has joined us. So, Terry, I do not recognize your call sign, so I assume this is your first time here. So, you're kind of, you're on the end of my list here, so there'll be a few other stations that come before you, and you might pick up on how we do things here. We have a topic of the week, and this week's topic is SDR, Software Defined Radio Dongles, like the RTL SDR, or perhaps... if you splurge and get like a Hack RF or an SDR Play or something like that. And so the question is, have you played around with one of these devices? Have you had some fun with it? What do you use it for? That's kind of what we're talking about today. So let's see. We just finished with Ken, KD9NDJ. Who's next here? How about Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha? Okay, I think the handle of that station is Soundhar, something like that, from South India, VU2MDA. Are you still with it? Okay, perhaps not. Next then would be PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. STF username is G Canary. So... yes, I've played around with those SDR dongles and some of the others. I have one of the RTL ones, right, which is not the latest version. I guess the latest version they're having is version 4. I have the previous one, version 3. And I also have a Chinese clone of one of the more sophisticated ones, which works pretty nicely too, by the way. So there are different versions of those out there. Haven't played with them lately, but at some time I did play quite a bit, experimenting with the different softwares that are out there. There are two or three relevant ones. So yeah, it's really fun to play with them. I also have an up converter from AirSpy to try to catch some HF bands with the original dongle there that I mentioned before, the RTL one. So yeah, I played around. It's a lot of fun if you have the time for it. So back to you, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAL.
Okay. Thank you, Guillermo. I've got I got into them a little bit when they first came out, and then I kind of put it on the shelf for a while. But I'm getting interested in, my interest in them is being renewed lately. So I think I'm going to blow the dust off of my dongle and download the latest versions of the software that is available and start playing with them again. All right. So thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list here is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ with Binet. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia. My FDF login is mCornick. So, yes, I do have one of the RTL SDR dongles. As with anything in radio, your antenna is crucial, and as with anything at my QTH, a crucial antenna is nearly impossible. So I haven't done a whole lot with it yet. I have hooked it up and been able to pull in some stuff with a antenna out on my patio. I would like to do more with it. I'm going to have to figure out how to solve that antenna problem, because I just live in a very difficult location for that. Even hitting my local repeater is just hard. But, you know, hope springs eternal, where's the will of the way, et cetera. Insert more platitudes here. But it's an interesting technology for sure, and I have occasionally used it to kind of check my own propagation to see if I was getting out, and got kind of mixed results with that. But it's something I kind of want to dust mine off and update the software and see what I can do with it, because very flexible platform indeed. So that's all for me. I'll send it back to Ned. This is KQ4MII.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Next on my list is VK2DY.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in Northwestern Sydney, where it is 11:16 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. We sprang forward Xbox last night. Not last night, but Sunday night. Anyway, the temperature is 26 degrees Celsius, and we'll probably hit 30 today. But it is middle of spring. As far as SDRs go, I still have a Radio Berry hat for a Raspberry Pi. It's on top of a Raspberry Pi 4, and I used to use that, play with that a little bit. And listen to things when I didn't want to bring up the main rig, or if I wanted to hear how I sounded, I could put it in another room. It has a 500 milliwatt transmitter, so you can get a short distance with it, but not a whole lot. But I've used that to test my receivers as well. So I haven't gotten a whole lot of use out of it, and it sort of sits in the corner at the moment unused, but it was fun to play with and kind of a neat toy. Anyway, thank you for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
I think I remember that Radio Berry product. Was that the one that has like a 2 meter and 220 megahertz transmitter capability? Am I remembering that correctly?
Built-in transmitter in it. Like I said, it's 500 milliwatts, and it'll transmit on most ham bands. So it's kind of a neat little toy, but at this point, it was just a toy for me. VK2DY.
And I think I saw something on the news recently that, it came out like several years ago, but evidently they started production again, or maybe there's like a new version of it, something like that. Do you know about that?
I did read something about them starting up production, because I think they stopped a couple of years ago. So I think there is a new version out now, but I haven't really looked for it, but that's what I've heard too. VK2DY.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Let's see, next on my list here is Victor Echo, did I write this down, Niner, Tango Romeo Juliet?
This is Victor Echo 9, Tango Romeo Juliet. I'm a new ham here in Canada, just got licensed a couple of weeks ago. I do have two SDRs. I do have the RTL SDR version 4 and a new elect NE SDR version 5. I've been playing around with SDR trunk for P25 trunking to listen to the fire department's local ambulance, as well as the aircraft tracking software to track aircrafts. Pretty neat little devices. They can do quite a bit. VE9, Tango Romeo Juliet.
Okay, Terry, welcome to our hobby. Welcome to our net. Would you like to say what your QTH is there? What part of Canada are you in?
Victor Echo 9, Tango Romeo Juliet. I'm in St. John, New Brunswick. Back to that, Victor Echo 9, Tango Romeo Juliet.
Okay, fine business. I think you're probably the first New Brunswickian, whatever the proper term is, that we've had on our net here. So welcome to our net, and I hope that you'll join us in the future. We do this every Monday at 0 hours GMT on this Echolink node. And let's see, I see that VU2MDA has popped back up on my dashboard. So, VU2MDA, Soundar, it's your turn. Okay, I think we're getting some traffic from the ham conference that might be interfering. So the station on the ham conference, I didn't copy the call sign. It looked like, I don't know, Delta Oscar or something. But anyway, right now I'm looking for Victor Uniform to Mike Delta Alpha.
Okay, yes, man. I touched the button for the lock, for listen only. Yes, here for DGMF tune. And I'm coming back, yes, it's free for my talk on my radio. Yeah, yes, okay, this is DO3YO. Yes, I'm connected here in the network. The call is Delta Oscar 3 Yankee Alpha Oscar. My name is Michael from Germany.
Yes, so on World Digital Platform. Okay, and as such, I am going to finish my walking session and moving towards my flat. Thank you very much, sir. Go ahead, the net control, please. This is VUTMDA. Sounder from India, standing by.
Okay, I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. So anyway, Sounder, the first half of your transmission was overridden by the transmission from Mike, Delta Oscar 3, Yankee Alpha Oscar. So Mike, I've got you in my log here, but Soundar, you might want to repeat the first, I don't know, minute or so of your transmission so that we can see what we missed.
Okay, I'm doubling with the station, on the station. Yeah, okay, thank you for the microphone. This is DO3YO, Michael from Germany, yes? To understand, what is the country, please, and what is your name? Please, again, this is DO3YO.
DO3YO, we heard you completely the last time. What I'm doing now is I'm calling for Soundar, VU2MDA.
Okay, right, yes, sir. Yeah, okay, it's here in Germany, it's in the middle in the night. Yes, what is my phone? Yes, I'm looking on the time. What is the phone? Oh, it's my phone. Just a moment. I'm looking at the TV, the time here in the moment. Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the morning, yes, here in Germany, yes. And I cannot sleep. And I'm standing up and broken my sleep, yes, and yes, a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Yes, and starting by the steam here on the radio on Echolink, and then connecting here in the server, yes, for the little step time, no? Yeah, in Germany it's morning time, no? Yeah, okay, the QTH here is the middle part of Germany. The QTH is Holzminden in the Weserbergland. This is my QTH, my position in the middle part of Germany, Holzminden in Weserbergland, yes?
Okay, well, thank you, Mike. We've got your check-in, and we have your QTH and so on, but now we're trying to get a check-in from another station who's also, he's either on a ham conference or he's connected directly. I'm not sure here. So thank you for joining us, but now it's the time for someone else to speak. VU2MDA, please go ahead.
Just a moment. Yes, I'm touching three more of my button. Yes, I'm going on listen only. Yes, and I've touched the button for DTMS. Just a moment, please. And listen only. Just a moment, QX, please.
Soundar, VU2MDA, do you want to jump in there?
Good evening, net controller. Good evening, one and all there. TechLink on digital EchoLink digital platform. This is Richter Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha Sounder, returning from South India. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for calling me again and again. Here Indian Standard Time, nearing 6 a.m. Monday morning, 6 a.m. Hopefully a wonderful week ahead here. Likewise, you are in the in Germany, you are in 2 a.m. You are sitting in 2 a.m. Early morning, 2 a.m. there. Thank you very much, sir, and have all of you coming here, fine and blasting, thundering like local station in my native city, in Coimbatore. We have a long relationship with the German company Deutz diesel engines. We are here in India, here manufacturing dewatering pumps of capacities 15 HP up to 450 HP. We are manufacturing dewatering pumps and exported to the Middle East, like Dubai, Sharjah, Qatar, all the Middle East countries. We are exporting the dewatering pumps. So by assembling your Deutz diesel engine with our dewatering pumps assembled, and after that we are exporting these pumps to the Middle East for the past 15 years. That is our business here. Thank you very much, sir. So that we have a long relationship with Germany, especially the diesel engine manufacturers, Deutz company. Thank you very much, sir, for letting me in. That is the story here. Here WXM bought a breezy morning due to the intermittent rains throughout the day. Hopefully a wonderful week ahead here. Likewise, there you are enjoying your weekend in Germany. Very happy to hear the German stations first time on this EchoLink and having this enjoyable here. So thank you very much, sir. Mike back to net control from Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from Coimbatore, South India, standing by.
Okay, thank you for joining us this week, Soundar. And you know, we do this every week, so you're welcome to come back any Monday at 0 hour GMT to join us. I think I've gone down everybody on my list here. It's time to go back and pick up the stations that were absent when I called on them. And I think the primary one I've got on my list here is VK6BQQ. Okay, I guess Reg is either still or again away from his computer. And I see N4RNW is not with us again. Everybody else. So I guess since we still have the ham conference here, I should invite any other stations on the ham conference who have been listening to us and would like to join us this week to come forward with your call sign now. All right, nothing heard from the ham conference, and stations are dropping off of my dashboard left and right here. I'm left with three other stations. two of whom have already checked in, and Reg, who, like I said, has maybe is away from his computer. So one more time, BK6BQQ, it's your turn. Right, so at this point, we're halfway, we're at the bottom of the hour. It's a pretty good net this week. They last this long. How many check-ins do we got here? 9 check-ins this week, which is pretty good. So I'm going to make this final call for new check-ins or additional comments. So please call now. Okay. Let's see. Where are we in the script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0033 UTC. My script here talks about the DMR talk group, blah, 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 but you can join us on in comm on FDF in the Anon Radio Room if you want to continue talking about ham radio or anything else for that matter. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73, everyone.